Last night, the latest Republican effort to repeal and replace Obamacare collapsed as two more senators announced they would not support the latest legislation. But Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the fight is far from over. He now wants to revive a 2015 effort to repeal much of the Affordable Care Act's funding without a replacement at all. WNYC's Mary Harris says what happened last night is just additional drama in what's turning out to be a long, hot summer on health reform. She joins us now in the studio to talk about what will happen next. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
So what does this, the bill's apparent defeat, mean for healthcare consumers, especially right here in New York and New Jersey?
Well, first of all, this is not over. It really isn't over. And Mitch McConnell's next plan, which is to revive this 2015 bill that repealed much of the Affordable Care Act without replacing it, it would hit our region really hard. And yesterday you saw Governor Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio coming together to bash this bill that just died. They are not going to like what's happening next anymore. People in our area should also pay attention to something else: Chuck Schumer, and whether he makes any effort to start reaching across the aisle to find another way forward.
We spoke last week about what a big deal Medicaid is for this area. Should people on Medicaid feel, relieved today?
For now, but the thing is that there are lots of ways for Medicaid to change without Congress at all. This isn't really New York and New Jersey, but you are seeing a lot of states filing these waivers for Medicaid. These are waivers that would allow states to experiment with how the money is distributed, like they could put in place work requirements for Medicaid recipients. One governor is proposing a points-based system where Medicaid recipients get dental benefits after taking certain classes. There's a proposal to use drug testing as a way to cut off benefits. So watch this closely. It's a way that benefits could be trimmed without Congress lifting a finger at all. Mm-hmm. What I think is really interesting is that this fight in D.C. has really become a fight over Medicaid and whether we like it or not. And we need to watch what happens next, because clearly this is a hot button issue. Clearly, lots of people feel like we're spending a lot on it. And the question is, what are we going to do that's going to be successful?
So what about people who may not think any of this touches them?
Well, so it does, because open enrollment is just around the corner and healthcare costs are rising for all of us. You know, next month, New York is going to come out with its approved insurance rates for folks. And it's likely that those rates are going to be going up a lot. So the question is, would those rates be going up slower if Washington was sending a clearer message about healthcare? And I think that's a legitimate question to ask your legislator.
So will repeal efforts end here?
So no, definitely not. The thing to remember is that what happens in Congress isn't the only thing to pay attention to. The government has a lot of ways to starve Obamacare if they want to without legislators really getting involved. So the next thing to pay attention to is something called cost-sharing subsidies. It's a bit of jargon, but these are payments that the government makes to insurance companies. They reduce the cost of healthcare. As soon as this week, the government could decide to stop paying these, and that would drive insurance costs way up for many Americans. It wouldn't require Congress at all. One more thing, there is this case making its way through the federal courts. It's called House v. Price. It's all about these cost-sharing reductions. And it's such a big deal that Eric Schneiderman is trying to get involved and intervene on New York's behalf, on behalf of 15 other states, to save these cost-sharing subsidies. So pay attention to that. That's the next thing to watch.
Okay, in August, you say?
In August.
Okay, WNYC's Mary Harris. Thanks so much.
Thank you.